Greetings in Jesus' name on this fifth day of May, the year of our Lord 2021. It's currently 46 degrees here in Sanford, Maine. And finally, I'm back at the radio mic. Wow, have we had a whirlwind. The last couple of days have been backlogged at the airport, flights being canceled, luggage being lost, staying an extra night in Knoxville, Tennessee. We've just had a whirlwind of a trip. But we are grateful to the Lord to be back at the radio mic. It's the 2:39 p.m. hour on this wonderful Wednesday. And we're preparing our hearts right now for the service tonight, believing God that He would send His power and His anointing upon the meeting tonight. I'm asking God to do that only He can do, and to encourage us and strengthen us and to uplift our spirits and to give us some fresh feed from the Word of God and some fresh food. Yes, it's wonderful when the shepherd, the great shepherd, the chief shepherd, will come in among us and feed us from the Word of God. And we're asking the Lord to do exactly that. Our trip was blessed of the Lord as we were able to preach the Word of God in many different places, as we were able to enjoy the good blessings of God in every service that we went to. And we praise God for that. We are rejoicing in the fact of so many people getting behind our aviation ministry. We had another church in Pennsylvania pay for another scooter. So we're going to have two Segway scooters in the airplane, and we're going to go out two by two and start more churches and evangelize more areas here in this region, and it's going to be thrilling. Thank you for praying for us. I'm preaching through the book of Acts on Wednesday night, and on the airplane today I was studying Acts chapter number 15 and just having a joyous time looking into the Word of God and asking the Lord to help us and to strengthen us as I preach tonight, and found this passage of Scripture found here in Acts chapter number 15 and verse number 26. The Bible says, actually in the verse before, "It seemed good unto us, being assembled with one accord, to send chosen men unto you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul." Men that have hazarded their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And just for a few moments, I want to speak on that thought, hazarding their lives for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're living in a day where people are interested in taking the easy road. Some, I believe, have got kind of satisfied with this no church and no Sunday school and no outreach and no launching forth in faith. I believe some's kind of got used to this. And I don't want to be part of that some. I want to be part of the group that hazarded our lives for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm talking about living on the edge for the Lord, being filled with faith, being filled with the knowledge of the Lord and knowing that He wants us to reach the lost at any cost. Here we find, first of all, a group of men. The Bible says men that have hazarded their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we're asking for, where are the men today? Where are the godly men that will take a stand like Barnabas and Paul did here? And we're willing to go the extra mile. First of all, we see men. Second of all, here we see what they did. They hazarded their lives. They were experiencing danger in their lives, but they pressed forward for Christ. They were experiencing times of where their lives were in jeopardy, but yet they pressed on for the Lord. Not only do we see men here in this passage, and we see what they did, they hazarded their lives, but we see, last of all today, the reason why they did it: for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We ought to be willing to go as far as we possibly can, all the way to the end. If it even means martyrdom, we ought to be willing to do it for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Is there anybody out there today in radio land that will say, "Count me in, Brother Bell. Count me in on this group of men that have hazarded their lives for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to stay faithful. I want to stay true to the Lord in these perilous times in which we're living." May God grant us that faith and grant us that fortitude to be able to press on for His honor and for His glory. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to T. bell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.